good evening. I'm here to say something very important to our life every day. And what I want to say is about our heart. If you are listening, please pass on your comment so we can actually see what we can do to it. How can you give your best to the world? By giving the very best to yourself first. Jesus came and gave his best through trials and tribulations. He passed every test, showed us the unlimited possibilities of man, that one can attain whatever he thinks he can. There are no limits. The only limit is you to follow the commands of love and love your neighbor. You have to love yourself first. Love doesn't exist in your heart. Under the shadows of sickness, medicines, and cholesterol, how can you give your best to the world? By giving the very best to yourself and turning her to first. Yeah, this is Wisdom speaking. And if this is your first time listening to me, this evening, I want you to listen and listen good. You see, there is a saying that no pain, no gains. So often we hear these words from the instructors at the gym or from our teachers at school or college. Simple yet powerful words with an even simpler and exceptional powerful meaning. No gain without any pain. No achievement or goal can be accomplished in life without the hope of a concentrated, persistent, repetitive effort. The aim could be anything: better grades at school, promotions at work, to become a successful businessman, to attain a sculpture, physique. Each goal in life is surrounded by a magnetic field of persistence, concentration, and repetition. No mountain is high enough, no river is so deep, no goal is beyond our limit once we set our minds, body, and spirit behind it. Our life on earth is a journey of the soul. The mind is a driver, the body is a vehicle, and the soul or spirit is the passenger. All three are intimately connected, and one cannot do without the other. What is the purpose or our purpose on earth? A very philosophical, spiritual, and thought-provoking question, and it may take an entire lifetime to find the answer. But is it not worthwhile to move forward and discover our possibilities, which, as a matter of fact, are unlimited? Yes, unlimited. All that we need to do, all other forms of creations have limitation except the human. So I want you to always keep faith of everything that we do. A plant will stay as a plant. Flowers will blossom, die out, and new flowers blossom again. A dog is born as a dog and dies as a dog. In between birth and death, its possibilities are largely limited to barking and being faithful to its master. The spider has been making the same kind of webs his predecessors made. The birds have been making webs, the same mess, for millions of years. Meanwhile, we humans have progressed from those primitive days of hunting with a club and eating raw meat to this modern civilized days of aircraft, computers, restaurants, books. It is no small achievement to set foot on the moon, and we continue making more and more astonishing steps and making breakthrough into the unknown. There's something primarily due to our infinite nature. So what is our purpose on earth? All these advances, discoveries, and creations reflect the materialistic aspect of our purpose, and we have achieved tremendous material success. But this is only one side of the coin, and it's a success. But this is, in which we have devoted more time and energy than actually required. Our entire nature moves according to the law of opposites. After day comes night, and heat after cold, and death after birth. all week and fine night after day, cold after heat, bed after death. Imagine if this floor opposite began to malfunction. No night after day, no heat after cold, and no death after bed. Could we survive in such a scenario? You bet we couldn't, or we wouldn't. Then how do you think we could survive without the opposite part of the materialistic purpose, without the spiritualistic aspect of the twofold journey of our life on planet Earth? Although we have moved ahead at full pace towards materialism, we have grossly neglected that other side of our nature, spiritualism. For ages we have been walking in darkness, neglecting the light, indulging in physical pleasures of body and mind, but forfeiting the spiritual sensation of our real nature. A gross imbalance exists, and the result of manipulating this law of nature is clearly evident in the world we live in. Admittedly, there are more comfort for the human body, more gadgets to please the mind, yet sorrow, pain and sickness are on the rise. More and more people are falling sick each day. Hospitals worldwide are overcrowded, with doctors working round the clock in many third world nations. The gap grows increasingly wide between the rich and poor, between war and peace, between the health and unhealthy. Jesus said, "Those shall have thy neighbor as be thyself." But this is happening because to love someone, you ought to love yourself first. The emotion has to exist within before it moves out. Can you feed a vagrant if there is no food in your possession? When you love someone, won't you do your best to take care of their needs, to ensure they are happy and healthy? If you love yourself, won't you do the same and be surrounded with happiness and good health? This is how it should be, but it is not how it takes. Take a good look at yourself, at the people you meet or see every day. 90% of them are unhealthy, obese, or out of shape, except for the modern sportsmen and actors. I know we'll be speaking about this most thing, and then you see people that always say things they cannot do. There's nothing like impossible to God. But we thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week, Monday. Bye.